Well, I said it months ago that Andy got the MVP because he brought in a dear friend of his named Christian Hand. And if you have not heard what Christian does, you're in for some of the best 20 minutes of radio you may ever sit through. We keep hearing from people where they're in their car late for a meeting and they will not get out because it's that good. He dissects the music so you don't have to hear. By the way, Christian, my wife saw your picture. It is so annoyingly perving on you. I don't appreciate it.
Well, who of us isn't?
It's a curse and a blessing, believe me.
Christian, I hand it to you, my friend.
Thanks, everybody. Good morning. This one morning. Hit hard. I don't know what I was doing late last night, but I'm wearing it this morning, I think. We're going to start with, so this is from 1970. I had my first official beach day here in Los Angeles yesterday, so I thought that, summer's off to a start, so let's get summery. So here we go. This is the song.
Nice. Yes!
Everything gonna be Irie now.
Oh, our GM is gonna be so happy, Peter Burton.
So it's Is This Love by Mr. Bob Marley from 1978.
Yeah.
This is a doozy. And I said on Facebook yesterday when I was talking about coming in today that this features, I think, one of the most beautiful vocals I've ever heard. So we'll get to that, and I'm not kidding. All right, so it's Carlton Barrett on the drums. And I broke all of the percussion down on this so you can hear. One of the things that people really sort of reacted well nicely to with the Steely Dan thing was how simple all the elements are, but when you put them all together, it becomes this, beautiful song. So this song is a perfect example of less is more. So here's Carlton Barrett on drums just doing this.
That's about how every Bob Marley song begins, yeah. Right?
He's like, all right, let me do the beat again for you, Bob.
Ramon songs begin with a 1, 2, 3, 4, and there's
a and then I'm in. Well, it's easy to play this stuff high. All right, so then I'm not going to get too crazy, Bob, if it's all right. I'm really a little bit high right now, I'll be honest with you. Everything is not going to be Irie by the chorus if I maintain where I'm at right now. It's tough to find credits for the Marley songs because there's 9 million people playing in this band, but I believe...
What's going on here? It's just the kick drum and
a little hi-hat action and a side stick. That's it.
He's just tapping the side stick on the snare?
And then occasionally a little flare when he gets bored. the percussion is, I believe, a guy named Alvin Patterson who was with Bob forever. And this is the two of them together. I mean, this is him on his own, sorry. So this is just another less is more thing.
Ooh.
That's it.
There's a cowbell, hand claps, and
a little
and a
tambourine.
There's clapping in this.
Yeah,
song?
Yeah. You'll hear it now.
No,
it's
idea.
Crazy. All right, so then I put them both together so you can hear what these two gentlemen, just this backbone is insane.
Oh, yeah. It swings a little bit, don't it?
All right, like immediately.
I think I'm going to have to smoke a joint.
Well, I did.
Stay in school, kids.
Don't do drugs.
All right, so there you go. I mean, that's
great.
It's crazy.
I just want this playing in the background the time.
Just drive around LA with this going. All right, so I'm based on this one, and this is where everything really starts to get a little crazy. So this is Aston Family Man Barrett, who's actually brothers with the drummer. So this is a really cool rhythm section because it's two. It's two brothers, so they're kind of genetically linked in the rhythm department. So on his own, this is just Aston playing the bass.
Mm-hmm. very spare.
So, I mean, everything is. That's the crazy thing about the song is you hear it come together.
All right, you think of a party when you hear it, but really the individual parts are so spare.
So let's put the drums and the bass in so you can... This is where you're like, oh, that's the song.
Christian, based on the stuff that I've learned from Matthew when he's in the studio and they're going to record a track, normally, in his case, the drums are the first thing to be done. Is that your experience?
Yeah, that's usually the way. You know who breaks that rule often is Todd Rundgren. Mm. And he'll do bass first and then drums.
Well, that's the way he did Something Anything. He's 23 years old and he has a townhouse. And he has the tape downstairs, the instruments upstairs. He went up, played the bass part, went downstairs, rolled the tape back, went back upstairs, played the drum part, then went back, did the entire half of the album that way.
Yep.
Guy was out of his head, crazy good.
Wow.
This just feels good to listen
to. Right? I mean, you can just loop this and just drive around LA for days, just like, I'm the king. All right, so that's the rhythm section taken care of. So then Tyrone Downey played with Bob for another guy who was in there for years. It's sort of like the Wailers swapped heads occasionally, but this was one of the foundational dudes. So here's the keyboards of this thing, which is two tracks of organ and then some piano.
I never consciously heard the piano in there. What is that bullfrog? Is that
just a Hammond B3 or some? I mean, played through a dirty speaker, probably, you know, ancient. So there you go. I mean, so as you hear, like, the repetition is crazy because everything is, and when you hear it all together, it suddenly becomes a song. So the guitar department in this band is Al Anderson, Junior Marvin, who's absurd, and Bob Marley actually plays on this, and if you listen really carefully, there's just one guitar that just is like a jink, jink, just holds it all together. That's actually Bob playing that one. So there's three guitar parts, and that's these guys.
There's acoustic in there.
Yeah.
Never heard the acoustic.
And everything's doing this riff. Like, you know, now you hear it, you're like, oh, every instrument is just doing this. Except for the bass. And he's dancing around it.
Now, this, of course, being Marley, I have to assume that it was mandatory that massive amounts of pot was consumed while doing this.
It's religion, you know? I mean, Rastafari.
I still don't understand that. And I don't want to impugn anybody's belief system, but the man would smoke bags of marijuana every day and wouldn't have surgery for cancer.
Yep.
Why not?
The Rastafarian belief, as I understand it, they believe you can't get into heaven if your body isn't whole.
Yeah.
So if you cut out a part of it, even if it's diseased.
Wow.
You know what? I think he had a pretty good run.
Yeah. Young, though, right, when he died?
36, I want to say.
Oh, I didn't know he was that young. Oh, my God.
And he died from brain cancer that spread to all his body.
But boy, did he leave a footprint.
That's terrible. So there's your guitar track. Next is the horns. I couldn't find who played the sax. There's sax, trumpet, and some trombone on this. I know that Vin Gordon played the trombone. So there's three guys in the horn department, and that does this.
Tight.
Tight.
Thank you. I never really noticed how much the horns and the bass play off each other. Mm-hmm.
And this little climb thing that you never realize is happening. Where's that? I wanna know. That part, yeah. I like my cards. So good. Might have been high when they did this. All right, so that's the horn department. So now we get to the vocals, and this is where the magic really happens. So they, the three ladies at this point in 78 in the Marley, the Wailers, are called the I3s, and it's Maria Griffiths, Judy Mowat, and Bob's wife, Rita. There's rumors that Bob might have slept with the other two as well. Huh. So that's a hell of a vocal session for the ladies if you think about that. You know, like, really? All right, now that's cool. Don't just sing the part then. Turn around. All right, so here's the I3s singing the backups on this thing.
Eds.
Ooh, off my single bed, we'll share the. Ooh,
that's nice.
So good.
Job provides the bread.
Job provides
love
the bread.
Yep.
Love that I'm feeling. Love that I'm feeling.
Little edit.
Yeah.
Maybe like a tape cut.
Punch outs. Yeah.
This is beautiful. All right. So now this vocal is incredible. So what you need to listen to for Bob's vocal here is the level of control that this man had over his voice is absurd. And then there's when he does the. Is this love? Is this love? Is this? Uh-huh. When he sings that bit, listen to how every single one is exactly the same. And he's doing this thing where he bends into the blue note. So if you auto-tuned this, it would suck all of the life out of the song. So he's like bending down and making it blue, but it's so beautiful in comparison to what everyone else is doing. So here's Bob Marley.
I wanna love you and treat you right. I wanna love you. Every day and every night we'll be together with the roof right over our heads. We'll share the shelter of my single bed. We'll share the same room, yeah.
Right here.
Would you provide a bread? Is this love, is this love, is this love, is this love that I'm feeling?
They're exactly the same.
Is this love, is this love, is this love, is this love that I'm feeling? Mm.
It's crazy. <That's>
nice. I didn't know that
I
line.
Wanna know now.
I didn't know it that vibrato.
I got to know now. I'm willing and able.
So nice. So a quaver.
Yeah, it's incredible.
So I throw my cards on your table.
That cards is insane.
Cards.
Yeah.
I wanna love you. I wanna love and treat you. Love and treat you right. I wanna love you. Every day and every
His
night.
His phrasing is
we'll
absurd.
We'll be together.
Help to be high.
With the roof
so here he comes
right
again
over
with these.
Our heads. We'll share the shelter. Yeah. Oh, yeah. off my single bed. We'll share the same room, yeah. Oh, Jah provide the bread. Is this love, is this love, is this love, is this love that I'm feeling? Is this love, is this love, is this love, is this love that I'm feeling?
Purity to his voice, I never heard before.
All right, so now I put him and the ladies together so you can hear all of them.
I wanna love you and treat you right.
Love and treat
I wanna
you
love
right.
you every day and every night. We'll be together with the roof right over our heads. We'll share the shelter of my single bed. We'll share the same room, yeah. Would you provide a bread? Is this love, is this love, is this love, is this love that I'm feeling? Is this love, is this love, is this love, is this love that I'm feeling? I wanna know, wanna know, wanna know now. I got to know, got to know, got to know now. I'm willing and able. So I throw my cards on your table.
So good. All right, so now you take all these elements and then you put it together. You get back to here.
Now I hear the acoustic.
Yeah, you hear everything. Drenched in reverb. The crazy thing is that there's 55 people playing on stage. There's like, this band is, you know, it's like a, but there's so much space.
Yeah.
And everyone is locked into that philosophy. There's no messing around. It's like, we're clearly here to serve Bob's vocal.
It's a jigsaw puzzle.
But everyone's playing inside that so beautifully. They're incredible. So there you go. That's a, Is This Love from Bob Marley.
I want everybody to know, as I mentioned, and we're going to start hitting this a lot harder, on July 25th, it's a Saturday, we, Mark in the Morning, will make our very first ever appearance together as a team, and Christian is going to be there. So put that on your calendar.
Linda.
We should get him his own booth. Yep. Linda said to me, I will be going to the fair with you, Mark. So put that on your calendar, July 25th. Mark in the Morning, appearing at the Orange County Fair. Christian, for those that want to follow you, where can they locate you?
You can find me on Instagram at King Trot and on Facebook, Christian James Hand. And I just want to say thank you to everybody that's reached out and just briefly get on a soapbox. Do me a favor. If you like music, buy it. Don't stream it. That's
of course.
Saying.
Absolutely.
And Mark, can I say something real fast?
Please.
I'm sitting here with a Kleenex in my hand because... what a cool and special song to play today with this new Supreme Court ruling. It's
there you
really
go.
Cool.
I wish I'd thought of that.
Yeah.
Well, can we go back to the beginning and start over? I brought this song because of the Supreme Court ruling today. It's momentous.
It was just a really special little kismet.
It is love.
Gina, why don't you hit that again? It's been a while since we mentioned that, the Supreme Court ruling.
The Supreme Court ruled in favor of the Marriage Equality Act, so gay people can get married nationwide.
Yeah, everybody that has the capacity to love, now nobody can tell you who to give it to.
Yeah, everyone can be miserable in marriages they want to get out of.
Right.
Congratulations, right. Gay people.
Yeah.
You now, crossed the Rubicon.
Now you'll get 2 hours of sleep.
Yeah. Well done. You had it so easy, but you had to do it to yourselves.
Christian, your addiction is our the best part of our day. Thank you so much for sharing this. We will see you in 2 weeks.
Thanks for having me in, everybody.